Are you ready for a do-over day? Let's delve into today's topic about how we can have more love, peace, joy, and yes, even exercise in our lives.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
First, I'd like to welcome everyone. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm calling this series Vintage Homeschool Mom Shortcuts. These broadcasts air on a Saturday, but with the wonders of the internet, you can receive them anytime. They air with all your other Vintage Homeschool Mom subscriptions, which is free, and you can subscribe online or on any podcast app on your smartphone or mobile device. Just search for the podcast VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. This podcast is More Love, Peace, Joy, and Exercise. It's podcast 172, and you can find the show notes at VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Today, I want to thank our sponsor, Media Angels, for Christian curriculum and online classes, and we're going to learn more about Media Angels in just a little bit. I also want to give a shout out to our network sponsor. You can hear more about Elephant Learning on podcast 173 on VintageHomeschoolMoms.com. They are a network sponsor of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and they have a very special 14-day free trial offer for their math curriculum program. So you'll want to tune in to podcast 173 and find those special links. If you go to ElephantLearning.com and sign up there, you will not get the special offer. In fact, this offer is found nowhere else, and you don't even need to put in your credit card to try the program. So I want to encourage you to listen to podcast 173. Well, as a reminder, I need your help. I need your help to spread the word about our podcast network. The first thing you can do to thank us as we continue to grow and grow is to please visit our sponsors. Tell them where you heard about this ad, where you heard about their ad. And please follow Vintage Homeschool Moms on iTunes or any podcast feed. And please give me a star rating on iTunes. That helps me tremendously. Another way you can help is to share our audios on social media with your friends. You guys have become dear to me, and I'm so blessed to see our numbers grow across our network. We are at over 1 million downloads, and people listen to us from all over the world. Well, the purpose of today's broadcast is to share a new goal I have for myself, and that is to get in shape, lose weight, and have more love, joy, and peace in my life. Not too auspicious goals, right? So the first point I want to cover is more love. And actually, I'm really blessed to be surrounded by a wonderful, loving family and extended family, and to have all of you as part of my family. But sometimes I get so busy, I don't spend as much time really listening to my family as I should. And I covered the topic of love languages on Vintage Homeschool Moms before, and you can find it on the Vintage Homeschool Moms page. However, listening to me is an integral part of showing our family that we love them and making our kids realize that their opinions are important. If we want our kids to talk to us and to spend time with us and to even want to be around us, it's important that we become good listeners, that we care about their thoughts. Sometimes we get so busy that, you know, we brush our children away. And that always breaks my heart when I see it happen with other people. And then I don't remember that, hey, you know, there are times I do that myself. So that's one of the things I want to put out there. I'm going to purpose to be a better listener, to really encourage the relationships within my family by spending time with them, by listening, and also listening to the Lord. And that's a very important part in my life. So when we pray, a lot of times we're talking and we're doing all the talking. So I've really felt like in the last few years, especially, that the Lord has been sharing with me in quiet time that it is so important that I listen to be able to follow His direction and His instructions for my life. And I hope to encourage you to do that as well. And also, for you, the listeners of this podcast, since you are my family, if you want to email me or write with thoughts or suggestions about our podcast network or this show in particular or just whatever is in your heart. And one thing I'd like to invite you to join us on the Facebook page that we have, and it's our homeschool radio family, and that's facebook.com/groups/homeschool radio family. And you're welcome to join us there and, you know, share with us, share your heart, share your prayers, share whatever it is you would like to share, because a lot of times there are people that feel just like you, and you're very welcome there. The second thing I want to talk about is peace. How do we have peace in our families with all the different personalities? Have you ever thought about world peace and, you know, how hard that is to attain, right? We expect peace in the world when we can't even get along as a family. Well, while we'd all love to have world peace, I am very happy when I have a peaceful family, when we can all sit down to dinner and everybody's kind and polite and loving and sharing about their day. I'm so happy when that happens. And so for us to be able to have that peace in our lives and to be able to get along with others, it really does begin in ourselves. And then it can transfer to others. My goal is to talk slower and quieter, to not shout. And I'm praying that the Lord helps me with this one. And to encourage my children, perhaps with some disciplinary measures if they're not getting along, but also to help my children cope with disappointments, which is typically why they lose their peace with each other. And I really want to share some things that I'm doing in my life. Like, for example, I've never been a big proponent. I've always been a big proponent of like homeopathy. And we have a show by Sue Meyer that's Homeopathy for Mommies and natural remedies and things like that. But I never really used oils that much. And I started using one of the oils, and I'm going to butcher its name, but I think it's called a bergamot, B-E-R. M-O-N-T. I'll put that link in the show notes as well. And that oil, it kind of smells a little bit citrusy, but I put it on the back of my neck. And I tell you what, it's like the joyful oil, you know, and so that's the next point I want to cover. And we'll be right back. Before I cover that point, I'm going to share a little commercial break here. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to start earning some money this week? Now there's a way to start making money while managing your business life. Discover the power of being your own boss and start a micro business. Micro businesses can be run from home, meaning little overhead and extreme convenience. Carol Topp, certified public accountant and founder of Micro Business for Teens, is the author of Fast Track, Starting a Micro Business. She has inspired hundreds of teens and adults to start a micro business through her Micro Business for Teens books, videos, and podcasts. This online course is available on sale for a limited time. You'll find book excerpts, videos, audios, and fill-in PDFs, all to help you start and run a successful micro business. Ready to get started? Visit fasttrack.microbusinessforteens.com. That's fasttrack.microbusinessforteens.com, and begin your business today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is truly going to be a shortcuts audio. It is shorter than typically my longer Vintage Homeschool Moms podcast, but I wanted to share with you just some things that I'm doing and challenge you to join me in some of the endeavors that I'm going to be participating in and creating. And so before we went to commercial break, I was sharing with you the topic of joy. This is podcast 172, and you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. So joy, you know, one of the little secrets I was sharing with you a little bit earlier is that when I started using essential oils, I really wasn't sure how to use them. And for me, some of them were overpowering, just such a strong smell. And I liked some oils and some of the scents like lavender and, you know, and things like that. But I used this oil, and it, I believe it's called bergamot. It's B-E-R-G-A-M-O-T. I think that's how you spell it. It's by doTERRA, and if you want more information about this oil or doTERRA in general, you know, please contact me, and I'd love to share more with you about it. But it was this oil that I used, and it was calming, but it also just, I don't know, I just felt more joyful, and I wasn't as anxious, and it just helped me relax. So I started using it at night, and I found I was getting more of a restful night's sleep, so I really like it. And I've been praying for joy, and in the prayer, the Lord led me to finding this particular oil, and also to kind of remind me that, you know, joy is in God, and it's really centered on our relationship with the Lord. And so I started playing more praise and worship music. You know, I usually play music in my car, but usually when the first thing I do when I get into my car, and this may sound strange to all of you, and you're probably thinking, are you not concentrating when you're driving? I promise you I am. But I always start, when I start out in my car, I start out with prayer. And I spend some time praying and just, you know, thanking God for different things. And I've always done it with my children when they were little. And it was actually a wonderful way to get everybody quiet when we got in the car, because we knew we were going to start off with prayer. And it worked really well. And then I play, you know, praise and worship music. And I try to choose joyous music, because when everything seems to be falling down around my shoulders, I just start praising and thanking God. This has been a very long journey for me to get to this place. And even though we may know some things in our head, it takes a while for them to transfer to our heart, doesn't it? And I know that thanking God in all things and praising God in all things is very important, but the actuality of doing it when things are not going well is important to remember too. And recently, something that I was really looking forward to having done, it was something that we were having to do with our finances, didn't work out. And so I just started thanking God, and I said to the Lord, you must have a bigger plan for me, and there must be something else that, you know, you have for us. So we need to praise God in our struggles, and I encourage you to try that. You know, I was also struggling recently over some changes. We had made some updates on our network and website, and you may not know that I'm the owner and founder of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and sometimes nothing works out. So I just try to give it to the Lord, because that is all we can do. It is something that is sometimes out of my hands, and so worrying isn't going to help. And so that's one of the things I'm going to purpose to do this year, is really, you know, look for the joyous things in my life, thank God for the little things, and just praise God in all things. And I invite you to do that with me. And the last thing is exercise and losing weight. And I know people talk about the endorphins and, you know, doing all these exercises, you know, are really great. And I remember in college, I ran, not by choice, but because I was kind of coerced by my friends, a little bit of peer pressure. And our dorm faced a lake, and all we had to do was go out the front porch that looked onto the lake and run from the front steps of our dorms to the first traffic light, which was a sidewalk around the lake, and then back to our dorms, and that was exactly a mile. So I remember doing that quite often. I believe it was either my sophomore or junior year. All the way around the lake, it was Lake Hollingsworth in Lakeland, is 3.2 miles. I did that one time in my life and swore I would never run that far again. It was torture. And that's pretty much how I thought of exercise, as pure torture. So with, you know, a lot of people do exercise because it makes them feel better or to get stronger or healthier or to, you know, they sign up for marathons so that that gives them a purpose and a goal, or to lose weight. And I've never really struggled with being extremely overweight. You know, I've had the pesky 5, 10, 15, even 20 pounds that I may have had to lose. And as I get older, it's harder to lose weight. And, you know, when you're stressed, sometimes that helps you gain weight. But I decided that I really am tired of carrying a little bit of this extra weight around. So no matter if you have 5 pounds to lose or 50 pounds, it doesn't matter. I am going to invite you to join me in this endeavor to lose some weight, to get healthier. And I may be preaching to the choir here. And maybe many of you already have, you know, this weight thing and this exercise thing all figured out. But if you don't, I want to invite you to join me and let's just kind of cheer each other on. And, you know, I think it really helps when you do things together. So I think that's awesome. And maybe you've had some success in this area. So if you want to, you know, join that Facebook page I was sharing with you, we're going to put some challenges on there. And that again is facebook.com/groups/homeschoolradio family. And we're going to put some challenges out there. And also on Instagram, we have a network Instagram page. And right now off the top of my head, I don't remember it, but I do have an Instagram .com/Felice Gerwitz. And you can follow me there. And we're going to be putting some challenges out there. So if you have any advice, I mean, you're welcome to email me at Felice@MediaAngels as well, or post it here on this vintagehomeschoolmoms.com website under podcast 172. There's a place for you to respond with comments, and I would love to hear it. So let me just share with you really quickly what my goals look like. My goals look something like this: lose weight by eating healthy. I'm not starving. And also by drinking some kind of protein supplement. And what I'm going to be doing is I recently started taking, it's called forlife.com, and I'm going to be sharing more about that as I learn more about it. But it has really energized me. They have some, you know, probiotics and some supplements that are really good just for overall health. And I'm excited about learning more about that company and also the product. So my kids take protein powder, and asking around to some of my friends, that was one of the protein powders that was recommended because my kids train because of sports. So they love that protein powder supplement that they drink. So that's good. And then, you know, as I shared with you earlier, pretty much flunked out on the exercise part. So I thought I would start by walking. And we have a park that's really close to my house. And other than having to pay a little bit for parking, I think that's where I'm going to start and challenge myself to just walk each day. And also, as I'm sharing about this, you know, by exercising, I know that I'm going to feel better, and I really am going to be feeling, you know, more joyful and peaceful, and hopefully it's going to help you as well. You know, when you exercise, your body produces the endorphins, and I can't even say that word, and that also helps us to reduce stress, and it has long-term effects on your overall body, on your happiness, on your mood. And so I'm excited to try it. And I'm going to try to incorporate a workout routine in my schedule. You know, if you have kids, you can take a walk with them daily. We used to have a trampoline until an insurance company made us take it down. But I know that a lot of moms love the trampoline because it's low impact. I have a small little trampoline upstairs that I am going to bring downstairs and try to use that, even just standing in place and bouncing on it. I have a fitness app on my phone, and my best time ever on this app was when we walked in DC this summer with my sister-in-law and my daughter, who wanted to just walk around the grounds where the Smithsonian's are. And I can't tell you, that was ridiculously far, but I ended up losing weight on this trip. So I do know that exercise does work. And it does work. And I just have to, you know, that's why I'm putting this challenge out, guys. I want you to do this with me. And I'm going to start small. I want to lose 20 pounds, which would be great. But I want to start with like 5 pounds this month. And I'm going to start with a 5-minute workout. Or I want to walk at least 5 or 10 minutes each day. And I want to increase it to 30 minutes. We have an old treadmill at the house. And I know that just sometimes finding 5 minutes is impossible, but we're going to do this together, right? And so we are going to start out small. So, you know, I know all of the things about working out and how that relieves stress and it will help us to sleep better. And it's actually proven. So we are going to take this challenge. And if you want to take it with me, raise your hands. And, you know, we're going to do this together, ladies. Again, join our Facebook page if you would like to. It's that facebook.com/groups, Homeschool Radio Family. And join the conversation about these things. And I'm happy that you've joined me today. This is Felice Gerwitz, changing one thing at a time and asking you to join me for a successful and blessed year. And I hope you've enjoyed the first of hopefully many shortcut episodes of Vintage Homeschool Moms. Take care and God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.